This is the Morning Glory podcast.
I've also eaten vegan sausage rolls. Are you eating them?
I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a great tip, that's his job.
And we are recording.
Are we?
We are.
Okay. Right. Mero, how are you? How are you?
I'm all right, son. I was just saying earlier, I've got an apology to make about the microphones.
Go on.
So
this is to be honest, when you, our first sort of public statement apology, I didn't think it would be about the microphones.
This is the first time I've ever had to apologize.
I thought it'd be about all the other stuff that you've done, but we'll save that for the for your biography.
Yeah, when I got in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, what would Mero on?
What, my biography?
Yeah.
I was right all along.
Well, libelous. Yeah. But you know.
No, I... listen, this apology...
go on.
Listeners.
If you're not going to do a sincere apology, then don't bother with
it. How many podcasts have we released? Five? Six?
I think seven now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last two, son.
Yeah.
My microphone wasn't switched on properly. I've been getting some feedback. And love the pod, love the content.
Yeah.
Oh,
Grattan was great.
Somebody nearly crashed laughing at what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a bit quiet on it.
Mm.
And then I got a message saying, you should really invest in better mics if you're going to continue doing this.
And it's brutal, like, isn't it?
I thought I did. I thought we did spend up £200 on mics.
Now, riddle me this. Is there a bit of you that's slightly defensive about when people say stuff like that?
I think you can see from my body language that I'm defensive already. I was like, stop presuming I didn't spend money on mics and stuff. Although it was my error, so... There comes a time when you've got to hold your hands up.
When you go,
yeah,
fair enough.
I know, and there's only so many times I can go, oh yeah, well, Jack didn't know. It was really Jack's fault, to be honest. He should have picked it up, even though I'm the one who was recording it on my laptop, because we're at my house.
So you,
we're not at your house.
You admit all wrongdoing, then?
It's about 99% my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I'll
there go. We go, everyone.
Yeah.
We have a podcast first.
Mero, so, no, I just want a sincere apology.
Because normally...
I'm not apologising for the Jamaican accent I did last week.
Which, to be honest, I'm shocked, as the man you do the editing, I'm shocked that you didn't edit that out.
I thought it was quite funny, don't you think? Or do you think it's problematic? It could be problematic.
It was problematic.
Oh, I'll take it out.
The emails that I've been getting.
Yeah, see, I don't see your feedback, but that's good. But on that bombshell, on that note, we should mention that we've got a reasonable listenership now.
It's reasonable.
It's reasonable, yeah.
It is.
I'm happy with it.
Apparently the Texans were on board.
The Texans were on board from day one.
I think the Texans might have our back.
Yeah, I don't know whether they've remembered you from your time. I was like, I need to hear more of what this guy's got to say.
I love burritos.
Yeah.
Great.
Where
guys.
Were you in Texas, by the way, when you went?
Austin.
You said it was very...
it was great.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah,
it's a really... Do you know what's funny about Austin is that it's a very weird liberal pocket inside a very, very potentially right-wing state.
That's mad to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you said...
And I'm not slagging off people that are right wing because we need all the listeners we can get.
No, I mean, we'll take any political party.
Yeah, if you're UKIP, why not?
Hey, just don't bring it to the podcast.
Yeah, leave your politics at the
door. That's right, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We do that.
Yeah, which is why when we had Farage in, we...
Great laugh.
Do you know what?
was spiralling, but...
He's good on a night out.
Hey, honestly, yeah. He'd be in my five-a-side team. But yeah, that really surprised me when you were telling me about Austin, because when you said Texas and everything, I don't see it as that. But I've done a little bit more research. Is that where Joe Rogan does his podcast and all them sort of people? Yeah.
And he's who's opening... Is he a podcaster?
Is he? He is.
Is he any good at podcasting or?
I don't think so.
Are you being serious?
No, let's get some smoke with Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to pay attention.
And he's a wimp as well. I'd knock Joe Rogan out if I saw him. Bring him over here, son.
Sam Maris said he'd knock Joe Rogan out, that he's no good as a podcaster. our credibility here might be...
Yeah. If he comes round my way,
okay,
he's getting dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. But
on a serious note, please don't. I love you so much. No, but what was I saying? Yeah, Austin.
Yeah.
Why did you go to Austin?
Do you know what? My mum was a nurse there in the 70s, and she said, it's really good.
Really?
Do you know what she said when she went there was that she got invited to, there was someone, she was looking to buy a car. I can't remember how, but she was looking to buy a car. And then they were like, yeah, there's this like, you know, used car people. They're generally quite affable, reliable people.
Yeah.
I'd trust them.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth. And, but she was looking to buy a car. So she saw an advert. These old sort of Cadillac style, old muscle car type things. And when she got there, it was an evangelical church.
Really?
And there was people speaking in tongues. She sat down.
What
somewhere.
One of them ones? The proper...
Proper, like, yeah. Lock the doors. This was in the 70s.
Denounce Christ sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that's their MO, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they put their hand on the red and they pretend to fall over and stuff.
Probably like Darren Brown. Like,
yeah.
Like that sort of stuff. Like, and I don't know, I love Darren Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a great guy. But, no, I do. That sounds insincere. I love Darren Brown.
Like, I know. But if he comes around here?
Well, make him a cup of tea. Like, what are you getting at? Like, we'd be very hospitable to Darren Brown.
I'd like to have Darren Brown on. But yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah. Carry on.
No, but she... Yeah, she says it's one of the oddest. She said, so another experience she had there, she said Texas is one of the oddest places. So, you know, people that might be listening from Texas, if you can, I don't know, if you want to send us an email or something affirming this.
Do you know how much I would love to hear from them?
I would. If you're from Texas,
yeah,
we would love to hear from you.
What has it got in Texas? Like, I don't want to say numbers, but there's like 100.
It was like the sixth largest economy in like 2004.
Was it?
In the world. Not in America, not in terms of state, as in by itself.
They're all loaded over there, though.
Yeah.
I can only say from my experience of going to Florida, and they were crazy enough, them people that live there. There were some psychos.
You slagging off the Florida man.
Well, yeah, I don't know how many listeners we've got in Florida, but like it was like...
With Team Texas.
All the way, yeah. Yeah, the Cowboys, always like them.
Yeah. They're the original Cowboys. But my... So... She had that experience where she was like locked in. She was like there for half an hour and she was going, fucking hell.
Really?
This is, she's from like a town just a little bit outside London, or from London, like near Harrow.
Yeah.
But she went to buy a car and got locked in and then just said it was full of. Not her word, but nutters.
What's strange to me, so she goes to buy a car in America, we'll get into that later on, but, so she turns up, was it in like the Yellow Pages or like whatever, the newspaper,
whatever the equivalent whatever it was back then? In America.
So she rocks up, they say, coming in the church.
I don't know whether it was held in a church, but wherever it was, the address to buy a used car.
That's class.
They tried to sell her on hardcore Christian... stuff.
Oh, that's like out of a film. You don't really think that happens in real life.
And she was sat there like...
Your mum's lovely as well. She would have probably not made a fuss, I presume.
No. She told me as well that there, like, she was a nurse there and she said that one of the patients was mouthing off to one of the nurses and one of the nurses said, I'm going to go to my locker and get my gun.
There should be more of that.
And... You know, like people say, like, America is a sort of stereotype. They all have guns.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
Yeah, no.
You go outside New York and San Francisco,
No, when I was in Florida, mate, we went to fill up on petrol.
Yeah.
And a pickup pulled next to us, and there was a shotgun in the front of his thing, just on the seat.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it. And then when we were in Red Lobster, is it? It was whatever the equivalent of seafood restaurant, a big one. Somebody had a gun on his hip, sat at the bar eating fucking shell on prawns.
Mm.
And I couldn't stop staring at it.
Yeah.
Also, I shot a gun in Florida. I can understand why they do it. It is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't advocate for it. I don't think I should have one.
No, I don't think you should.
It was one of the best. I loved
knowing you and your road rage.
Yeah, no. Honestly, you think Michael Douglas falling down, but 15 dead on the M1. I can understand. I shot a police issue Glock.
Did you?
Desert Eagle. I think it was. It looked like the gun out of Andrew Lincoln from Walking Dead.
Right.
Six shooter. And then I shot a shotgun.
They're powerful, aren't they?
Mate, and then took my shoulder off. Yeah. Whoosh, yeah. Like also, that. If you see I've got a video of it. Somebody was filming me and I'd loaded it, shot it, and then loaded the next one wrong. And I almost Daffy Duck turned it round, pointed it at my face to see. And then I was like, oh!
Oh my God.
Which is why people like me shouldn't have gun, but I absolutely loved it. I would go there once a week if it was in England.
God.
I thought it was brilliant.
I've heard from stories of people in America where people have done that and then they've done it as a joke and then moved it and then it's fired. I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in Prague, I went to Prague with my mate Rob Jones and Goffey, and we went to a shooting range in Prague, and that was like fucking somebody's shed. We went in.
Yeah.
And he was like, we want to shoot some guns. They put out a washing up tub full of bullets and guns, took us round the back.
Like it's golf.
Yeah, like we were doing mini putt golf, like with scorecards and everything. But Rob pretended to point it, he's got a video pretending to point it either me or Goffey.
Oh,
and then he took his ear thing off, ear defender. Maybe to slag one of us off. He took his ear defender off and somebody shot and he's still got tinnitus to this day. He couldn't hear out of his ear for about a week. Yeah, because they're that loud. Like,
I've done clay pigeon shooting in this country, and I remember.
I bet that's cool.
I remember not putting in one side of my, and yeah, you get ringing.
Which is why films are bullshit, because you watch them shoot guns.
Yeah.
Well, even with a ear defender on, when I shot the shotgun, it almost took my shoulder off. It was like bam.
Yeah, shooting a handgun, your arm goes like.
Yeah, mine did. I was going ding ding.
Yeah,
and because I was recording it on my phone, the noise goes.
Yeah.
Because it's that loud. It's like, it's well good. But I can understand why they want guns.
They are a bit of a thrill.
Yeah, because if you can't fight either, it's like an ultimate black belt. It's like an immediate black belt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you don't have to fight anybody. You can just shoot them.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, though, is that if someone, let's say Mr. and Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Someone scuffs his shoes. Let's say he's wearing a nice pair of creepers. Okay, just don't know. They're as nice as these. Up here.
We're recording this for people who are listening. And Jack has bought, how much were them shoes?
About 300 quid.
300 notes. They've got lifts in them. So he's about a couple of inches taller.
About 6'1" in those shoes. That's true though. Yeah.
Yeah, you like them, don't you? Yeah.
So you'd think that you would like them, to be fair.
I'd probably need another bit of a lift on the bar.
You were talking about buying a cucumber and some underwear the other day, weren't you? But
I don't get that.
When your knob looked big. Oh, yeah. But you didn't. All right, okay.
Yeah, fair enough. That's such an insecure shot on me. Because if you thought I was going to slag your shoes off and you were still. Anyway, right, on that note, but.
Yeah.
I can understand why, because when we were on a shooting range, right? A couple came in and a guy was convincing his girlfriend to buy a gun and they brought out like a pink gun so she would find it more accessible. And like, it almost made me think, like, do they have guns for kids? Like, they had little guns, you know, with like.
Sacha Baron Cohen had a thing like that, though. Who's America? Yeah, where they had.
It was frightening because this girl didn't even really want it. But her boyfriend was like strong-arming her into getting it. He's like, no, you'll feel safe and everything.
So where were you when this. Where was this?
I was in Florida. So.
Were you in it? What was it? A gun shop?
It's a gun range, yeah. Gun shop and range. Yeah. So we went in, and we walked in, I was like, can I shoot a gun, please? And he was like, oh, I guess. Because in Florida, if you do it at the proper place, they've got like AK-47s and stuff. They've got like, they let you shoot anything. It's, they're massive on guns there. It, they've got a big, they call it the, have you seen ammunition in Grand Theft Auto?
Absolutely.
So they've got, imagine
I'm
that.
I'm a 30-year-old man. Well, yeah, yeah. Of course I have.
Imagine B&Q, but it's guns.
Fuck. Like the Matrix.
So they've got all them. Like, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
So they've got all them. But we went to the, because they were so expensive, it was like $250 to shoot it. But I saw one, it was like a bit, about an hour out, half an hour out of Florida, and it was like $80 to do it. So I was like, sweet, let's go to that one. I would go to that one every time. The people were so nice.
I bet they were.
They were so accommodating of us. Like, obviously, I didn't know what I was doing. He took me through it, taught me how to shoot, taught me how to aim. You got your own bit of a range. Like, we bought, I think, so what you do as well, so you buy the bullets for the first gun, and then you get the next one free.
That shouldn't be a thing.
And then the next gun, you only buy one round of ammunition. They also give you a little thingy. It looks like you buy it off Amazon, so to reload easier. So do you know if you're not good at reloading? Because you have to thumb the bullets in somewhere to reload.
Right.
But not like a revolver, because it's like a, they come in cartridges, and you have to push them in. But this one, it had like a little kid's thing, so you could just clip it.
Somewhere there's a gun expert pulling their hair out listening to this.
But... yeah, well, that's fair enough. You know what I mean? What's going to do, shoot me?
Yeah.
Like, nice. No, but I don't know what my point is, but I think
they were
my,
fun.
My overall point is I would do it again. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I would do it. Most people do feel like that, though, is that, that they enjoy... like, as in, because I, when I was in Texas, I shot on a range.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was actually... you know... it's like one of those things, it's like most people think they're good at sex or firing a gun or something like that. Or do you know what another one is when people...
you got to back yourself.
You do have to back yourself. Like, but you know what another one is? If you ask people if they're good at table tennis, they're like, oh, yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
Why does everyone think they're good at table tennis?
I don't know. I feel like that's a male thing as well.
It is a male... but No, I don't. I think it's a female thing as well.
Everyone
I think
I've ever worked with has been like, oh, yeah, I'm like... I've been world champion at table tennis.
They played in Cornwall or Tenerife once.
Yeah.
And they're right...
against somebody else who didn't know how to play table tennis.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're brilliant at table tennis.
Are you any
tennis?
Good at table tennis?
I'm really good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I'm excellent. Seamless. Like,
yeah.
Although my dad's played at a club for like... 4 years.
I won't put it
actually,
past him, yeah.
No, what am I talking about? Like 10 years.
Yeah.
He says he gets into...
go on.
It's like, it gets proper like... heated.
Into arguments and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Not necessarily him, but him.
But it is him, yeah. Yeah.
Part of it, but like, as in, but other people, like, but they like, they get into quite bitchy. Like,
do they?
Yeah. It's like people in their 50s to 70s.
This is why you can make a sitcom out of anything.
Yeah, but honestly, they'd like, as in, it gets quite, because I said to my dad once, like, and he was saying, like, I can't remember, like, but he was saying that, yeah, there's this person, like, and there's a slightly dodgy element to them.
I love it.
And I was saying to him that my general thought was that it's meant to be parents that are worried about their kids getting into the wrong crowd, not the other way around.
You shouldn't have to worry about your dad.
No,
hanging about with people.
But I would
like that.
Worry. I'd go, Dad. I don't know if I really want you hanging around these sorts of people. Like you're getting. I'm like I don't like it when you're like this.
Yeah,
when you play table tennis.
So this table tennis court. What was it? Was telling me about that, about their bowls. Somebody's dad played bowls, and they were really like. They were really mean. They're a really mean community. Do you know lawn bowls where they roll them? Like, and they were saying it was like such a really mean community. They were like, oh, Steve didn't bring the cones
that,
in.
That doesn't like shock
that's
me.
That's human beings, mate. We do that with everything.
People.
You get a group of enough of us, we're just the worst.
Yeah.
It must happen in jiu-jitsu.
Gone.
Well, it must be, you must get people who are like. You must do. Oh, you what, can't really say it.
Yeah. There's a lot of great people in jiu-jitsu.
No, because you're... yeah, I'm sorry.
What I would say is 99% of the people that I've interacted with in jiu-jitsu have been really, really nice.
I don't like that fucking political point in there. I don't like that. That was such bullshit. I'm sorry, I don't want to call you out on the...
no, but that's the thing is, though, but...
that was wrong of me to say that.
That was.
It's your profession, I'm sorry.
But there a lot of people I really, really like. Some of the best people that I've met are involved in combat sports. That is true.
I don't doubt it.
But probably equally as to the rest of the population, there are some people that aren't as nice, and you go, or oh, I don't know if you should necessarily be involved in a sport where you can kill someone.
That's right. That's what the frightening thing is, isn't it? Mm. Which goes back to the gun argument. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I shouldn't have a gun.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be allowed one because...
But if you look at stats of things where it's like... I mean, again, it could be utter nonsense. I don't think it is. But, like, in terms of they look like percentages of people that are psychopaths, it's more likely, as in, so they say it's like 1% to 3% of the population, which is very high.
Really high.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Are psychopaths. But it's like if you go into the police, it goes up to like 10% or 20%.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Prison, it's like 25%. That's makes sense. It's not shocking.
No.
CEOs, it's like a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, as in, when you go into those things, so I would go as far to say that as in, if I met a cohort of people that are from jiu-jitsu, that they are probably,
I like that,
going to be nicer than if I took 100 random people because of the.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So, just for instance, you had 100 CEOs.
Yes.
You would imagine 25 of them to be absolute pieces of shit psychopaths.
Yes.
Whereas if you had 100 jiu-jitsu people, you might not get any if you get one.
You will get one.
You will
just
get
because
one.
It's
yeah. It's just what it is.
But I would say that they're some of the nicest people that I've met.
When you've had a role or a fight with anybody,
yeah,
you ever got really angry and be like,
yeah,
yeah,
I have, yeah,
have you? Yeah.
I've trained for 12 years.
Yeah, so yeah,
and I could probably remember. I remember a geezer once, really early on in Southampton, actually,
yeah,
and the the prefix of his name was Psycho. Mm.
Oh,
and he was. And bearing in mind, this is Southampton, so that's bad. For him to be called a psycho in Southampton,
yeah,
he's a stonewall psycho.
He probably called himself it, though, let's be honest.
Mm,
they got fucking business cards printed now in Southampton.
Yeah.
There's a few bad egos there. But anyway,
it's not controversial to say.
No, that's neither here
guys,
nor there.
If you're thinking of going on holiday there, don't go.
Yeah, no, that's why Tui.
We live there for a combined time of 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we say don't go there. You know, we've got some friends there.
Lovely
if you're listening,
city.
We love you. Adam.
Great city.
Blandford.
Great. Yeah, Blando.
Blando.
Blando Calrissian, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Blando yeah. Unchained. he's edit that out.
He looks, he's doing really well. His Facebook.
Blando's a great example
really makes
of that.
Me smile,
me and him once, we were walking through a park in Southampton. Bearing in mind, for people that don't know, so Blandford, he fought MMA and jiu-jitsu, and he's about 120 kilos. And he was going, oh, I don't know if we should walk through the park. He was going, there's bad people. And I'm like... You are 120 kilos, and you've had MMA fights.
Looks like a Viking.
Yeah, but he's a good example of someone who's just he's like a Saint Bernard.
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's like an English Mastiff.
Yeah,
like, he just wants to.
I miss Blando.
He wants to paint Warhammer.
Yeah.
that's all Blando wants to.
Yeah.
He wants to
he's
collect.
He's like a weightlifter and shit now, and he does all that stuff.
Yeah, he is.
No, he looks
but
great.
He's a good example of that.
He seems like he's got a really nice, happy life. Yeah. His Facebook is like wholesome. I love it. Yeah.
But
he's also very reasoned. Do you know when you see people argue with people on Facebook? So it'll be like,
no, I've got a job.
I've seen it a lot. It'll be like Matthew Blandford has commented on this post,
oh, yeah.
And it'll be somebody will put something like, oh, the police do this and that, and he'll put a very reasoned argument. He'll put, and he'll be like, well, you can't blame this, you've got to look at both sides. Somebody underneath will put, like, you just hate this, or you just, and it's like,
he's outrageously pragmatic.
Yeah. You can't argue with people on Facebook,
right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
what I was going to say was that the thing, like when I was training in Southampton once, was in terms of whenever I got angry, I was a white belt, and a guy had a position called back mount on me.
Yeah,
that's different to someone, if people don't know, like they don't have your back, they're not mounting you, they are mounting you with your back turned, so your hips are on the floor.
Yeah.
So your spine can only really bend. It's one of those, what we call an injury before pain position.
Shit.
Yeah. But he was rubbing the corners of his elbows on the back of my head.
Oh, that would do my head in.
And I went, bearing in mind, like when you're a white belt, like you kind of just accept, you play the ball as it lies. You're like, you get stuck in triangles. You're going to be
of course
like,
you will be, yeah.
There's a lot of that. You get slammed a little bit hard. You might you know, you take elbows to the nose and think that does happen, but oh, you know, people going, but this geezer was rubbing his elbows on the back of my head, and I went, mate, what are you doing? And he went, oh, sorry, was that like, and I'm like, well, like, how old was I? 19. And I was just like, why would you do that to another human?
Like, that is shitty though.
That is horrible.
He's done that on purpose, let's be honest.
That is sadism.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
It's making me angry thinking about it. Especially
you look angry.
If I saw someone doing that in my gym, I wouldn't be happy. I would have a word with them and be like, that's not the way to...
That's such a dickheadish thing to do, isn't it?
Dickesh mode.
Yeah. Yeah. it's really made me upset, that. I can imagine being trapped. That's what I'm feeling, trapped.
Imagine, I'll do it really quick.
Go on, do it. Trapped, and then somebody's rubbing
on your back.
Yeah, so you can't move.
And then...
Oh, that's like...
That was for about 4 seconds, and I was going, what is going on here?
If you'd have rocked him, I would have understood.
But what, I mean, he was more experienced at that point, so if I would have thrown a punch, I just would have been back on the floor.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's the only issue, isn't it?
You just have to kind of hope that the instructor sees they can break it up.
What did he say? So he was like, sorry, I didn't mean to do it.
But it was sort of like, oh, right, oh, I didn't know that wasn't allowed. It's really flirting with the rules, because technically that is, it's not illegal.
Surely if
but
he's got your back, he's already beat you anyway.
It's like, just go for the choke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
be more
yeah.
humane. Do you know what it's like? It's like a vet going, do you know what? We're gonna throw this animal in water rather than giving it a quick death.
I don't like...
It went very dark then.
I'm going to say this, and you know I don't like giving you any credit whatsoever, but I don't think you would have ever done that to anybody.
No.
Your character.
No.
So it's that character with the power over somebody doing that.
Do you know what? Where I did prolong... Maybe edit this out, but... Where make a note.
Yeah.
But someone in the gym, again, he wasn't a bad bloke either, but I had an ex-girlfriend that trained with me, like at the gym so I was a brown belt and she was a new white belt. And a guy like really roughed her up. So then I went with the guy afterwards and I really roughed him up.
Yeah.
And I like gave him a knee on belly, like
that justice.
Yeah.
See, preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I gave him a neon belly. I gave him like a 15-second neon belly.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Who's in the wrong there? Are you in the wrong for doing that?
I mean, he can just tap when he wants to, like, but then again.
Yeah, I like that as well.
But
yeah.
then again.
If you want some, you
but my But my ex could have just tapped in certain, but she he was
oh,
he was
sorry.
Roughing her up.
So was he doing it on purpose and she was going out with you at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might have choked him to death. Like, I don't know if I've got that restraint that you.
Yeah.
But no, I understand that. I think anybody would understand that.
Really. And in that same era as well, this was like a few. That was all about in like 1 year. Like, not to people. I don't want anyone to look into that. But like, there was a fairly newish guy, but he'd seen me roll. I was a purple belt, and purple belt. Is competent.
It is competent.
You've been doing it probably 5 or 6 years at that point. Probably four to seven years is probably
cool.
The purple belt range. That's a while.
Yeah.
But a geezer, a newer guy though, like he was a frantic white belt, which there isn't a shortage of. But like, and he asked me, he like called me out to roll. Which, to be fair, if someone, but it's really subtle though, because if people are like, would you mind like going for a roll? And I've had newer people do that. They're like, can we roll? But there's like a sort of level of respect. It's
yeah,
sort of like,
it,
as in like,
yeah.
The tonality is really, but his one was like, I've seen you rolling. I want to roll with you. It's like,
really?
You and Mitt Eto'o.
And you were like, swing at the king, son, you best not miss.
And he stopped the round 2 minutes in. He said because it was like, it was disrespectful. It was a bit disrespectful what he did.
What did he do?
Well, like, he went crazy with me.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and then it was like, but there's a thing, it's like, you go at the pace of the person. If you're more experienced, you go crazy with me. If you're light with me, I'll go light with you.
Okay, yeah. What
but
did he think was going to happen?
It, illusory superiority,
yeah.
So that's what that was.
No, but, I mean, that might be under the headline of worst decision, one of the worst decisions in history. Like,
yeah, but people do that though. People, if you, yeah, but if you, we went out onto Market Eyebrow High Street and went out, if we went out to a bar and asked a group of lads, you can fight a jiu-jitsu black belt or whatever.
Oh, they think they'd fuck you up.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I get
it's
it.
Not, again,
yeah.
It's not, there's not a, there's not a shortage of that.
No, there's not. It's the,
to credit.
Why do you think people are like that? Is that survival technique? Or like,
I think it's not really growing out of your teenage years.
No, I've seen so
it's,
many.
It's sort of not really going beyond that. Because when you're a teenager, you sort of think, oh, like you do have a little bit of a headspace of like, if I get a good hit on someone. But then you grow up a bit.
Yeah, getting one, landing get, one punch on
then you
on
get
a,
to 16 and yeah, go, yeah. Actually, people are more formidable than I gave them credit for, and the sort of the bravado won't really take me through.
When I went to classes and stuff, kickbox classes, so when you around people who actually know how to fight properly, it's unbelievably humbling.
Because
You think, oh, like, because you've won a few fights or whatever. But when I started going to kickboxing, it was like, fucking hell.
And you're also tired after 30 seconds.
Yeah, these people are machines. Like, it's an intelligence as well that you respect, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is why, like, they say, like, the more you know about something, the more you know that you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that becomes more helpful, doesn't it? Because it's like if you... I don't know, like, isn't it a bit, imagine if me turning up and thinking that I could fit something on my first day, I'd be like, I could just,
I've worked with people like,
yeah,
in carpentry.
And it's
like,
sickening, isn't it?
One of my people who started recently with me, he was like, I'm a kitchen fitter and stuff like that. He's like, well, I fit my own kitchen. And the bloke came around and said, you did a real good job at that. So I thought I'd make a career of it. And then I saw it and I was like, fucking hell. I was like,
yeah,
it looked like a child had done it.
Yeah.
I'll see people do DIY and stuff. I'm only going for it because I've got a carpentry background.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, using just the wrong... It'd be like me coming up to you and, like, watching an armbar video on YouTube. And I'd be like, right, do you want to have a go? And then I would pray that we got in... I would think, in your brain, you think, I'm going to get in that position. But by that time, you're already on the floor...
Do you know what the equivalent is? Is that sometimes I've heard people say, I haven't heard it for a while actually, but I've heard people say, I feel like I'd be quite good at that. Like, I've got like really strong legs. And I immediately know that they're going to be bad.
What? Yeah.
Or they're going to be really sensitive. Like, yeah, they're going to get in a huff.
Oh, I've seen grown men do that.
Whereas really, like, as in when people come in a little bit more like, oh, like, am I doing all right? And I'm like, you're doing okay. Like
a guy at my jiu-jitsu thing over there, he came and he was like, oh, no, I think I'll be all right. But as soon as he's on the floor, I think it wasn't the instructor, but it was somebody with the instructor. And he was like, oh, that's all right. You can be our test guy then. Do you know what I mean? I'll do. Yeah. And he had like a panic attack. He was like, oh, get off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was walking around with his chest out. For the first bit.
Can you explain that a little bit more? I didn't really get the dynamic.
I spiraled. So when I do my jiu-jitsu class over there,
yeah,
when I've been to that, there was a guy there who would come for his first lesson.
Yeah.
Probably between his 30s and 40s, bald head, well-built, stocky guy. And he was like, he was giving it loads, like walking around the gym with his chest out, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, yeah. I was saying, no, I'm relatively new. I've only been in like 4 weeks. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's like, I'm just here to learn a few bits and then I'll do something else.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, a few bits? Like, well, it's not like, what are you planning to learn? Like, it's like he's in Mortal Kombat or something. Yeah. He's like trying to learn the freeze punch and then he'll leave.
He's the geezer in the office who's going like, oh, what were you worried about?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So anyway, the instructor, he was saying some stuff and he's like, the instructor was saying, no, there's certain ways to get out of this. And he said, and he was like, well, don't get yourself in that situation in the first place as a joke. And he was like, oh, it's all right, we'll try it on you then. Obviously, the instructor knew, and he got him and he on his back. And the guy couldn't move, and he started panicking. And he was like, get off, like that.
You've seen Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
He's like Janos Slint, is Lint or whatever. Yeah, Janos Slint. So he's the geezer who mouths off to Jon Snow, and he's like, I'll have your head for that.
Sorry,
he goes, no, sorry, I've been a coward all my life. He's that guy.
No, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. But I couldn't believe it.
It's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe anyone would say that in real life. Because when he said to me, and he was like, I just need to learn a few bits, I was like, oh, all right. And I'm thinking, what does this guy think this is? Like, you've just said it takes 6 years to get a purple belt.
About that, yeah.
I imagine in his head he was thinking, oh, I'll come across, I'll learn a few triangle chokes. I'm already hard as nails anyway. So, yeah, it's weird what people's perception of stuff is.
I think we can leave it as that.
Yeah.
I
Pardon?
Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.